A Wrangell man is safe after his fishing vessel sank in Sitka Sound early Tuesday morning. The 44-foot Zamovia sank off of Kulichkov Rock, 6 nautical miles south of Sitka, shortly after midnight. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Coast Guard Petty Officer Charlie Hengen is a spokesman for District 17. She says Air Station Sitka launched a helicopter around 11:40 p.m. A boat crew from Sitka Mountain Rescue was underway at about the same time.
And they arrived on scene almost around midnight, and they were able to embark the man. And once he was aboard that vessel, he was treated for just cold weather exposure and then taken to the Sitka Community Hospital.
The Zamovia is owned by 73-year-old Wrangell resident Wayne Doc Davenport, a retired physician and public radio personality. According to family members, Davenport was in good condition early Tuesday. Don Kluding, the captain of Sitka Mountain Rescue, says the Zamovia was hard aground on Kulichkov, known locally as Six Mile Rock, and in serious trouble.
You know, we had rocks on each side and the surf rolling over it. I figured the only possible point which we could pick him off the boat would be the bow. So we maneuvered in, ended up getting a rope over to him, and felt pretty comfortable, you know, about that scenario, because, you know, I tried to get him to tie the rope to himself so that if he went overboard or, you know, something like that, that we'd have a point of attachment to him, be able to pull him back in.
Ultimately, that plan failed. Kluding says the line became fouled on the bow of the Zamovia, and his crew was later forced to cut it. The situation was made more difficult because Davenport, the Zamovia's skipper, was unable to comply with the Coast Guard's request to don his survival suit, due to the heavy motion of the boat as it was pounded by the surf. He had also entangled his leg in the Zamovia's anchor gear. With the Coast Guard unable to lower a rescue swimmer to the wreck, Kluding says he took advantage of the rising tide to slip his skiff up to the Zamovia.
The two crew members I had on board the vessel with me, you know, Greg Rashik and Tyler Orbison, were able to stand on the bow of our boat and grab the skipper and help, you know, free his leg, and quite literally had to grab him around the chest and pull him off of his boat.
The Coast Guard Marine Safety Detachment in Ketchikan has plans to examine the wreck of the Zamovia, which sank moments after its skipper was rescued. The vessel has a capacity of 1,400 gallons of diesel fuel. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.